Sivri Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ksivas Bavli, Daf Chof. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, three lines down, Rav Chana Omar. Rav Chana Omar, Lamedim Mesefer Muga, Kagoin Elein Da Amrin, Safuri Da Asi. Rav Chana said, we may learn, validate signatures based on an accurate Sefer that the witnesses wrote. For example, those who write at the beginning of the Sefer, these are the Sforim of Asi. Rav Elein Egrasa Tzvichin. The Gemara is unclear whether or not we may validate signatures based on letters of correspondence. Rav Yosi Burbun of Avad Shloisha Shtoris Shor Shloisha Bnei Adam. Rav Yosi Burbun said that Relaza allows validating even from a document that was not validated in Beis Din. This is only from three documents that three different people hold. Rav Chuna b'shem Rav Ne'monim Ha'idim Lo'im Ashta Amona Ushta Chusitim Hu. Rav Chuna, quoting Rav, said that witnesses are believed to say that it's a amana document, which means the borrower trusted the prospective lender and gave to him the document before the loan was given, or a patisim document, which is merely to make the bearer appear rich. I should say, Rav Omar Osa Lachtoim Bishtar Amana Bishtar Pusitin. Rav said it's forbidden to sign on an amana document or a patisim document. Ma Upalig, I should say, Adar of Chuna B'Shem Rav Ne'monim Ha'idim Loima Shtar mono shtar pusitim hu milsa durav liga al milsa durav. The Gemara asks, does Rav argue with what Rav Chuna said the name of Rav, that witnesses are believed to say that it's an amana document or a patisim document? Does Rav contradict himself? Am Rav Chagai loy durav omer osa lachtoim ela osa lekayim. Rav Chagai answers that Rav didn't say that it's forbidden to sign on such a document, rather it's forbidden to keep them. Kador im oven Erchikeu, Veshtar Mona, Ushtar Pusitim, Artishkan Ba'alecha Ablo, Veshtar Parua. It's like we expound from the Pasuk in Eoy, Peg Yudalas, Pasuk Yudalas. If there's iniquity in your hand, distance it. This refers to an Amana document or Petition document. And then it says in the Pasuk, and do not allow injustice to dwell in your tents. This is referring to a document that was already paid.